Welcome to the Gastric Health Show, where we help you achieve the happiest and healthiest version of yourself by motivating you to eat, move, sleep, and think better. And welcome to the Gastric Health Show. My name is Dawn Boxall, and I am your host. And we are thrilled to have you join us either on the podcast or this YouTube channel. We love being able to interact with all of you and would love to hear comments from you. If you haven't checked out our website at WLSgutHealth.com, we'd love for you to check it out. There's plenty of recipes. There's also lots of tips on how to improve your gut health as well as maintain it, because it is so vitally important to your success with weight loss after surgery as well as your health overall. And in so many ways, it impacts you in so many different ways that you don't even know that it existed. So I'm going to back up on this podcast and kind of catch you all up with a little bit more of who I am. I haven't done that on any of the previous ones, so I wanted to just, you know, share a little bit about my background and how I've ended up here, and hopefully that kind of helps you see that I'm just a normal person, just like you. And I have been a dietitian for over 20 years, and I think 23, going on 24 years now, and I've had at least 20 of it in bariatrics. I started in the mid-90s, right out of college, and I just loved it, and I've stuck with it, and I've just enjoyed and learned so much from you guys, and I'm fortunate to still see patients a couple days a week at the bariatric center that I've been affiliated with this whole time, worked with the same surgeons this whole time, and I've fortunately been at one of the larger centers in the country, and that has afforded me some luxuries of understanding things at a level that most people would never be able to, because they just don't see the volume of patients that we do. So that is one thing that I'm very thankful and grateful for, that I've had that experience that many people, you know, just have never been exposed to. So there's always good and bad with lots of patients. So, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, this website and YouTube channel and Facebook and all those media social media outlets is a way for me to kind of share the insights that I've learned from all of you by counseling literally tens and thousands of you, that really kind of shows the big picture of things a whole lot faster. When you start, you know, seeing thousands of patients, it's easier than you only have, you know, 100 or 200 or 500 surgeries a year. It's hard to, you know, it takes a long time to really see shifts and changes and stuff. And that's where I've been fortunate to experience. So, I like having that flexibility of being able to see, you know, patients live a couple times every week. So this is my creative outlet. This is what I need to feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And just sharing the information that has, been taught to me by you guys and by your experiences with all the routines and supplements and labs and everything that we do to make sure you stay healthy. Those, you know, I've had that ability to learn from you at various levels. So I'm thankful for all those experiences. And in my personal life, I've been married to my husband for 27 years. We have 4 girls, and it's just a normal life. I don't know if I believe in normal. I think we all have dysfunction. I think we can all relate in that way, that we're all dysfunctional. And I think that's okay. But regardless, we have 4 kids, 4 girls. So sometimes lots of hormones, sometimes lots of tears, sometimes lots of laughter, and it's just never dull. So that's always good. And I grew up on a farm and just pretty Midwestern life, pretty general, and nothing fabulous and fancy and, you know, in any way. So I feel like I'm just a normal person like all of you. And this is just part of my journey and my story of what I've learned, that I'm hoping that, you know, me wanting to have a creative outlet, that I feel like I'm, you know, using all parts of what I'm supposed to do, all parts of my brain and everything that I needed, that you guys will benefit. And that's my hopes. Because in the end, I wouldn't still be doing weight loss surgery if I didn't feel like there was some value in it, or if there, you know, wasn't, I didn't get a return. I get so much return from you guys. I learned so much about life and living that I probably would not get otherwise. So I appreciate that from all of you. So thank you. So today, I will try not to get geeky and nerdy with all the details and research, but that is how my brain thinks. And sometimes you're just going to have to listen to me ramble and send me comments if you don't understand, and I will happily work on explaining it better. I am working on improving this and making this as simple as possible because I get it. I've done this forever. You haven't. You don't know all these things that I have in my brain. So I work really hard at trying to make it as simple as possible. So hopefully I can do that for you. And if not, don't be afraid to say, please explain. I don't get it. I need it a little more basic. But I'll be happy to share all my resources at any time with the research and stuff that I read. Oh, weekly, daily. That's probably my weakness. I could sit in a little cubicle and read research for hours and be enamored. So that's the sad part. So you guys get to hear some of those, that information that I learn on a daily basis from all the stuff that I read. So anyway, on to today's topic. So we are talking about probiotics and protein. How probiotics break down proteins into amino acids. So you guys already are the king of protein. You already know how important protein is. But most of you don't understand that, yes, you need protein, but you really need to be able to absorb and digest protein to really benefit. And if you don't get protein broken down to amino acids, you really aren't going to be getting the benefit that you're thinking that you're getting. So that's what I want you to understand, that connection. So everything we talk about on our website is related to gut health in some way, shape, or form. And that's really where this falls down to. Digestion of food in general is two separate but very connected systems, and protein especially. So protein starts digesting in your stomach. So what happens when you eat meat, so chicken, fish, turkey, pork, beef, eggs, dairy, you name it, those start in your stomach. And your body has the ability to identify that, hey, we have food in here and we need some stomach acid and we need some protein enzymes, we need some fat enzymes, we need some carbohydrate enzymes. It can do that. It can identify those things. But weight loss surgery changes some of that. So weight loss surgery, with whether it be Roux-en-Y gastric bypass or the sleeve gastrectomy, it changes that stomach acid component. And it's all based off the parietal cells, and the parietal cells line the entire stomach. And when you staple it off, and when you remove it, like with a sleeve, you're removing that portion of it. So now you don't even have access to those parietal cells to produce, which those, they have the role of making the stomach acid or excreting the stomach acid. And if you don't even have access to that, then you sure as heck aren't going to be having too much stomach acid. You're going to have too little stomach acid. And with the Roux-en-Y gastric bypass, it's stapled off. So you still have that other portion of the stomach that's stapled off that kind of can drain and hook up down to your intestines where you can still absorb nutrition from those acids and enzymes. It's just less. You still get some, but you don't get nearly enough. And so that's where we see lots of issues with, you know, problems with digesting foods and absorbing and vitamin deficiencies and other things that occur. Lots of stomach problems and symptoms and intestinal problems that you guys are dealing with because of that whole scenario. So first, the stomach acid. If there isn't enough stomach acid, then guess what? You don't signal your pancreas to release enzymes that actually digest carbohydrates and proteins and fats. It won't excrete it. Your liver, if you still have a gallbladder, your gallbladder won't secrete the bile to emulsify the fats. If you don't have a gallbladder, then it's all in your liver. Your liver dumps it into your intestines, and it won't be signaled because that stomach acid, there isn't enough. And so your body's like, doo, 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 I don't even know that you have food in there that I'm supposed to be doing a job for. It's just there. So then you have this food that gets dumped into your intestines, and now your intestines are having to work overtime because it doesn't have enough of the raw materials to do the job. Because the liver didn't send it, the pancreas didn't send it, and your stomach didn't do the job before. So those three organs failed, and now your intestines is having to make up the just of all that food that's in there that's not in the right state. So now you have this environment in your intestines that you have undigested foods. And if you have an imbalance of bacteria in your intestines, something we call dysbiosis. So dysbiosis is just maybe too much bad bacteria, not enough good bacteria is really how to think of it. And when you have that dysbiosis, then you aren't going to have enough of the enzymes to digest protein molecules to break them down into amino acid, which can then be transported into your bloodstream to be utilized throughout your whole body so that your hair can look fabulous, your skin can be flawless, and you can run as fast as you want to run or work out as hard as you want to work out, as well as many other processes that your protein, the amino acids do. It has some pretty big jobs in our body. When that isn't happening like it's supposed to, and the amino acids aren't getting taken up as quickly because they can't be broken down and utilized from the food that's there, then guess what? You're missing out. So that's where it's easy to see your energy dive and your stomach and intestinal problems increase because your intestines are having to do things it shouldn't never have had to do. So When I approach this, when I have patients that I'm with every week, I'm doing this probably every day that I see patients. So at least I work 2.5 days a week. And so 2.5 days a week, every single time I have no less than one person that I'm doing this with, where I'm either just one, I'm either just prescribing some type of probiotic, depending on what they got going on, or I'm doing probiotics and digestive enzymes, or I'm doing just digestive enzymes because they're already on a probiotic. So either way, these two products are a mainstay for what I'm using to help patients improve their how they feel and improve their lab numbers, improve their energy levels, improve their all hair, skin, nails, all that. It's all about, not just about the number of protein you eat, but it's about the number of protein that you break down, digest, and absorb. That's what you got to do. So probiotics make enzymes that break down protein into amino acids. So if you don't have that bacteria, those good probiotics that can do that job, then your problem is magnified even more. And that's where I have those patients where I'm having to do double duty. I got to work on their stomach and I got to work on their intestines to make it all work and flow like it's supposed to. So that is what you have to think about. So when you eat food, do you have, you know, diarrhea 30 minutes after you're eating or 10 minutes after you're eating? That could be gallbladder. So you might need some support with some ox bile. You know, maybe you're having lots of belly pain and your stomach hurts when you eat. It feels like a brick and you just avoid meat because it doesn't feel good. That could be lack of stomach acid. If you just kind of have a meat aversion, you just don't have an appetite for meat, that can also be a low stomach acid issue. So those are very, very simple symptoms that are very common with you guys that can easily be addressed with some simple supplements that you can take. So then if you think about what's happening in the intestines, say you do have dysbiosis, which is so common with patients coming into weight loss surgery. Weight loss surgery then, if you listen to my last podcast episode 5, I think it is, the 5 reasons why you need probiotics after weight loss surgery. That one talks about that surgery shifts that bacterial balance immediately. And then there's 5 things that can shift it. So stress, medication, so antibiotics, and other, you know, steroids and autoimmune type things, or immunosuppressants, those can also impact that. But then also your exercise, your food choices, the environment, the toxins and stuff you're exposed to, all that can change what's happening in your intestines with the bacteria balance. So those things are going to be important to pay attention to, because if you don't have the right bacteria in your intestines, you are going to have those symptoms, but then you're also down the road, it's going to turn into bigger problems. Because that bacteria, if the bad is taken over, it just continues to flourish if you don't get aggressive with it. So you can't just treat it with some 1 billion CFU probiotic that you got over the counter. It's going to take sometimes some heavy hitters and some high colony forming units, and it's going to take some, you know, a broad spectrum, multi-species type probiotic to get things shifted in the right direction. So that's what I want you to be thinking about when you're eating your protein and you're making sure you hit all your protein numbers. How am I feeling when I have these protein foods and protein shakes? Am I not feeling good? Are they giving me a lot of gas? Are they giving me a lot of bloating or belly distension? Or am I actually having constipation? Am I having diarrhea? Those are all red flags that you are not digesting. Another one is belching. If you have lots of excessive belching, that's another red flag that you are not digesting the food that you're eating well, and you might need help. You might need some support. So that's where we have to decide, you know, do you need some support with the probiotics? Do you need some support with digestive enzymes? Do you need them both? What can you do? So my best advice is, 1, it's a no-brainer with a probiotic. There's already tons of evidence that shows you have better weight loss after weight loss surgery when you take a probiotic. So right there, most everybody's willing to take it. So take a good quality probiotic. I'll teach on another podcast what are the features and the benefits, you know, the things that you need to look for in a probiotic that will make sure that you're getting the delivery that you're wanting. And just taking that, and then probiotic-rich foods. So think of, we call it kefir, but it's kefir is really how it's said for real, but we call it kefir in America. So you'll see it at the grocery store. It's in bottles. You can buy it pretty much any grocery store now. Kefir. And you can put that in protein shakes and smoothies. You can drink shots of it. It is dairy based, so not everybody tolerates dairy. So it would be something that, you know, you may have to do a coconut kefir if you don't tolerate dairy. You can also do yogurt. Not all of the yogurts that are out there are live active cultures, so you need to make sure that. And then just get the best quality one. I wouldn't say rely on all your probiotic rich foods to be out of yogurt. It just, it doesn't have enough strains, it doesn't have enough CFUs, it's not going to be enough. And the next foods would be like fermented foods, so sauerkraut. So those are things that are in the coolers at your local health food store that you can buy and start eating just forkfuls of it. You don't need a lot, just a two or three forkfuls a day, one to two meals a day. I at least try to do it once a day. And that will give you additional probiotics that you need and supplement the probiotic capsules that you can take. And that will give you a quicker rebound and a quicker way to benefit. So you can do also like miso. There's also kimchi. Those are all probiotic rich. Kombucha is a drink that has enzymes and probiotics in it, which is fabulous. So it would help boost some of those enzymes to digest. Also, raw foods, like fruits and veggies, raw fruits and veggies, those have enzymes in them naturally. So if you want to boost your enzymes, your enzyme producing power, specific fruits and vegetables, I should say. So pineapple, papaya, kiwi, all those three are really good with enzymes. So they are beneficial. And it should be like a fresh pineapple, not the canned. It doesn't give the same benefits of enzymes and as a fresh does. So buy the fresh over canned. Frozen, you could probably do that, but it mostly comes from the juice. You get a lot from the juice, and most of the frozen, you're not going to have any juice in it. So buy the whole thing. You can buy it cored and peeled and all that stuff. You can do it that because it would still be in some of the juice and stuff. I mean, that would be fine. But if not, buy the whole thing and you can do it yourself. It's not that hard. And those would be great ways, simple ways that you could get in the probiotics and enzymes naturally just by your diet. And then I still recommend a probiotic for all of you just because of the evidence that's out there in your health and with weight loss and also for protein digestion. I just feel like you need that boost and you need just a really good one, broad spectrum that covers lots of bases of different bacteria strains. So hopefully that makes sense. I hope I haven't rambled too much and got you off course, but really, you know, the big picture is it's not just about the hitting the protein grams. It is about how much of that you're going to be able to digest and absorb. And if you don't do that well, then guess what? You can put all your efforts in hitting the high numbers of protein grams of protein, or yeah, the grams of protein a day, and you still will struggle with your protein levels. I have literally seen patients jump prealbumin and albumin, which are your lab indicators for protein, jump them points just by starting a digestive enzyme and probiotics, something so simple, and not having to boost anymore because you can't do too much. Your kidneys don't like it if you do hundreds and hundreds of grams of protein a day. So you can't do more protein. Your body doesn't need that. It needs to be able to digest and absorb it. That's what we got to fix, not the number. You don't need more numbers. You just need to absorb it better. So really think about that and pay attention to how well you feel when you have foods, and then you'll know. You'll know what you're in need of, and then it's easier to figure out. If not, reach out to me, and I'd be happy to kind of guide you in what you need and giving you ideas of the best way to handle it. But in the meantime, at least start a probiotic and at least experiment in some fermented foods outside of yogurt. Be brave. Throw a little kefir into some of your liquid protein smoothies and boost it up that way. That's at least something more than just a straight smoothie. So anyway, I hope I have helped. I hope I've given you something new that you didn't know. I hope that you have some, you know, maybe some material to chat with people at the dinner table or at the, you know, water cooler at work. Either way, I hope you have something new that you can take away from this. So check us out, WLSgutHealth.com. Come follow us on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube, and we would love to just interact with all of you as much as possible. Have a great week, and until next time, we will see you soon. Bye-bye.